Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello and welcome to Scapy Stories from a Cat in the Dark. My name is Jordan D. White, and this is a show in which we do the amazing thing where I read a scary story to my cat, Mr. Scape White, right here.
Hello, everyone.
And he, being a master storyteller, will tell that story again to the listener, who is a new random person every week, a guest. This week, we do have a guest who you all know and love from, 2 seconds ago, Mr. Frank Allen.
Hi, everyone. How's it going?
I decided to have Frank on the show because, as you may have heard, I'm sure, if you're listening this far, he is looking for a job, so I thought this would be a good place for him to show off his skills a little bit more as well.
Yes, and I do appreciate that. As I said probably earlier in the show, I'm sure, I'm a professional host, interviewer, all sorts of things like that. So please, get in touch with us.
Great. So, okay, Scapy, you heard a classic this time. Want to tell everybody about it?
Yes. This one is a very special story. It's good as well. And I'm going to tell it.
Good introduction. Let's get to it.
The Cask of Amontillado by Edgar Allan Poe. Okay, so like, once upon a time, there was this dude, okay, named Fortunato, and he was a douche, okay, serious douche. I was like, hey, that guy's a jerk, and, he is saying naughty things about me when it is him who is the douche. So, tell you what, I'm going to get revenge, okay? What do you think of that? So, that's what I'm going to do. Now, you know me, so you would think, I'm not gonna just be like, I'm gonna kick his butt. I'm coming. So I'm gonna be like, thinking of a clever way to do it.
Now, again, I normally, one might assume that you're talking about yourself, but I know you're not. Because it's a story, I do know the nature of stories. And so the character you're playing is clever, and unlike you, wouldn't just say he could beat someone up.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't do that.
No, but I know, but in real life you would do that. You do say that all the time. So, again, you're playing a character, but I understand that. I just wanted to let you know.
Well, you don't understand. I'm saying me. You don't get it. Okay, I am going to get a common friend. So, first of all, let me tell you, I didn't act like I hated him. I was like, oh, Fortunato, how you doing? I love you. You're awesome. But really, I was like, suck, 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 suck. And the thing is, I knew the secret. I knew the special way to trick him. This dude, okay, he liked to drink wine, okay? He was like, I am special. I know all about wine. That's what I think. Now, he didn't know anything about art, and he didn't know anything about anything, stories, nothing, right? But he did know about wine, so he was like, yeah, I'm like a wine expert, blah, 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 blah. So one night, during like this crazy carnival, okay, where everybody was like, wah, I went up to him, and I could tell he was drunk, okay? And I was like, hey, dude, Fortunato, how's it going? It's good to see you. Hey, are you thirsty or what? And he was like, yeah. Why? I was like, well, because I tell you, I got a cask of Amontillado. What do you think of that? He was like, serious? And I was like, yeah. And, well, I think, but I'm no wine expert like some people, like maybe, you, so. But I was going to go, I see you're busy drinking, so I was going to just go see somebody else. And he was like, no, me. Take me to your Amontillado. And I was like, no, I mean, serious, I don't want to impose. He was like, dude, I want it, so give it. And I was like, okay, you can help me check if it's for real.
That's okay, now that's clever. What you're doing there is you're using reverse psychology.
What?
You're saying to him, no, I'll go to someone else. And he's like, no, give it, do me. I want it.
No, because I want him to do it.
No, I know. And so you're saying the opposite of what you want.
Okay. Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah, no, because you said, I'll go to someone else, right?
Because I could. The other guy knows why.
Yeah, but you don't want to. You're saying that because you want him to go with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is what I want.
Yeah, so that's what you're doing. That is okay. Go ahead. Just go ahead.
So I was like, come down into my basement where I have stuff, like dead bodies and stuff. But I don't mean like I killed people. I mean like there was dead people that were in my family, like just sitting around in my basement.
Okay, you probably mean like a crypt or a thing like that. You know, where the dead people are kept. Especially if it's an ancestral home. Where is this Fortunato? That would probably be somewhere in Europe, I would imagine.
I don't know. I live in New York, so it takes place in New York.
No, but the story's not about you.
It says about me.
Yeah, but, oh, God. Right. No, of course. It does say it's about you. But I think that you're putting yourself into the... Oh, why am I bothering with this?
So, look, we go into the basement, and I'm like, dude, here's the thing. I can tell you look a little sick, and it's kind of damp down here, and there's, like, dust and moss and whatever, and you don't want to come down here, so forget it. I'll get the other guy. And he's like, no, I want it. Give me that drink. I'm thirsty, so come on. And I'm like, well, let's go in front of... Have some of this other wine that's right here, just quick, to feel better. And he's like, okay, that's good. And then we're, like, going around. He's like, where is it? I'm like, keep going. Past all of this stuff. Here, have a torch. We have torches, and, yeah, it's further. It's too damp down here. You really shouldn't, because you have a cough. And he's like...
Are you all right?
No, yeah, this is him coughing. He's like... And he couldn't say anything because he was coughing. And then he was like, no, it's nothing. Forget it. I'm fine. And I was like, dude, no, come on. Serious. It's too gross down here. We shouldn't be down here. You're going to get sick more. And we should go back. There's this other dude. I think his name is something. Doesn't matter. Point is, I could get him. He's like, that dude doesn't know about wine. I knows about wine. Just give it to me. Look, it's fine. We've come this far. I want to drink it. And I was like, okay, have a little more of this other wine. And he's like, okay, fine.
It's also clever because you're getting him, subtly getting him drunk. And it's like it's his own fault now that he's doing this. He's drinking and he's coming along even though you're telling him not to.
Well, it's not. I mean, it is his fault because he's a jerk.
Well, no, right. But, I mean, it's really your fault because you're going to kill him.
Well, don't spoil it.
You said you're going to have revenge.
Well, maybe the revenge is to drink this wine. Look, just don't spoil. Okay, so we're going along a little further. And I'm like, dude, it's serious. It's getting worse. And he's like, forget it. Let's go. Come on. And I'm like, oh, have a little more. He drank the rest and he did a little special weird thing. And I'm like, what the heck are you doing? And he's like, you don't get it? And I'm like, no. And he's like, dude, aren't you a brother? And I'm like, I have a sister. Do you mean... And he's like, no, I mean, are you a mason? And I'm like, yeah, check it out. I've got a masonry working trowel right here. And he's like, okay, dude, whatever. That's not what I meant. Ha ha ha. Let's go. And I'm like, yeah, wine. Come on, we'll get the wine.
That's weird. So he's a mason, and you have a masonry working stuff.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't really get that part, but that's okay.
Well, the Masons are a secret society, and I think they were originally founded by people who actually did mason work, like which is making walls and making buildings, things like that. But eventually they became kind of a large organization. Whether it's a secret society, I guess it sort of is, but they are kind of public about it now. And there's a lot of mystery about it because, you know, people don't know about their order, who aren't part of the order. They do keep secrets. We talked about it on Tractor Fiction once. It was quite interesting.
Okay, well, that's good, but that's not... I don't think that's what this is about.
Well, I mean, that's what they were talking about. So Fortunato must be a mason, and the other guy, you, aren't actually a mason, but you do masonry. I don't know why you've got a trowel on you, but...
Well, can't tell you, because... Well, you'll see. So then we get to this part of the basement, which has like, okay, it's like a chamber, right, with four walls, and three of the walls have these dead bodies piled up in front, and one wall, the bodies have all been moved. And behind where the bodies were, you think, is a little tiny alcove. But it's dark, so you can't really tell if it just ends or if it's like a hallway. And I'm like, I said to the dude, oh, dude, yeah, that's where it is, that is a hallway where that is right there, and he was like, awesome, let me go have some, and he walks in, and bonk, obviously, it's not a hallway, it's a little alcove, like I said, and so I run up real quick, and I put a chain, because there was a chain on the wall, and I grabbed the chain, and I put it around him, and quick, rocket around him, so he's now trapped to the wall. And he's like, what the? Oh, this is weird.
I also don't know if this were in real life. Now, this goes back to my point earlier about this being a character that you're playing. If this was in real life, you wouldn't be able to do that. Because first of all, a chain that was on a wall, you couldn't reach. You're very short. You're a cat.
No, but in the story.
That's my point. In the story, you're a person, I think, and you're tall enough.
Maybe not. Maybe the chain is down low.
Then it would go around his legs and he would step out of it.
Maybe he's very short. Maybe he's a cat. Did you ever think of that? What if he's a cat?
A cat who drinks wine.
Well, I'm a cat who drinks wine in the story.
No, you're not. No, that's what I'm saying. In the story, if there's a chain on the wall, again, even if it were low and you could reach it, you don't have hands, so you couldn't.
I use my mouth. I grab the chain and I go like this. Like that. And then I could rock him up. That's a cat. That I maybe Fort Snyder the cat. Maybe.
Well, I suppose that's a scenario. I think this was written by a human. And so the assumption that I would imagine most readers who themselves would be human as well would make would be that all the characters in it are human unless otherwise specified. So that means in this story, Fortunato and the narrator who you are playing are human.
Yeah, but I'm a cat. And if I'm saying me, then I'm a cat.
Escape, I understand that. Look, you're making this very difficult to remain professional. I'm saying that I don't think that you are playing a cat. I think you're a cat pretending to be a human.
I'm not! I don't pretend to be human. I'm a cat. I'm saying I'm a cat. If I was pretending to be human, I'd be like, I'm a human. I'm not. I said I'm a cat. So come on.
Fine. So you locked him up.
Yeah, I did. And he's like, what is that? What is happening? I don't understand. Why are you doing this? And I was like, oh, dude, that wall you're up against, you feel it? It is. It's like I said, it's damp and it's kind of got mold on it or whatever. And you are going to get sick. This is not cool. I just have to say, you really should go back. But if you won't, I'm sorry. I have to go back. So, and he's like, what about the Amontillado? What about that wine? I was kind of thirsty. And I was like, yeah, what about that? Weird. And so I moved some of the dead bodies. And guess what? There was some bricks and some brick juice, whatever. And I started putting down bricks and brick juice to make up bricks like I was a mason, like you said.
Very good. Very well learned.
Thank you. And so I was doing it. Bricks. And he's just like changing the wall. Like, what the heck is going on? And I'm like, bricks. And he starts moaning. He's like, oh, no. And I'm just like, this is awesome, dude. I'm like, this is so cool. I am the man. Okay, so this. And I'm building. And then all of a sudden, he starts screaming. He's like, oh, God, help me. And at first, I was like, oh, no, he's screaming. And then I was like, wait, nobody can hear us. And I was like, so then I was like, I'll scream too. So now I was screaming eventually even louder than him. And then he was like, well, I guess then it's not going to work, so forget it. And so he stopped screaming. And so I kept building the wall, and about midnight, I was just finishing up. I had, like, one brick left to put, and I was just kind of like, should I put it in? I should, I guess. And all of a sudden, he started laughing. He was like, oh, dude. Oh, Scapey. This is seriously funny. Oh, man. This is, like, the funniest thing that ever happened. And I was like, He was like, when we tell people about this, they're going to be like, because that's the laughter that they will do because it will be funny. That's why. We should drink that wine and just laugh and laugh. And I was like, oh, yeah. Totally. Serious. So, but it's getting kind of late, so we should go home. And I'm like, yep, let us go. And he's like, dude, Scapey. And I was like, yeah, dude, Scapey. And then, basically, I didn't hear any more noise from him. And I was getting a little, it really was kind of damp down there, and I was kind of like, this sucks down here, so I want to go. So I just kind of finished it up, and nobody ever found him. The end.
Wow. Okay. That's a good story. Well told. The original, I'm sure, is a little different than you said it.
No, I basically said it, though. I basically told you everything from the original.
No, I mean, yes, basically. But I mean, what I mean is, I'm sure the original has a little different phrasing, a little bit different. I mean, it's Edgar Allan Poe, and I know his work. He doesn't use a lot of dudes, for example.
No, but dude means like guy or person.
No, I know what dude means. I'm saying that he doesn't say it. So I'm sure the original sounds different.
Because he doesn't say dude. Dude, it doesn't matter how the what words you use. I told you the story. That's what happens in it.
Right, but I think there's some artistry to be said in the phrasing of the words and what words are chosen.
No, the artistry is in my telling the story. Come on!
Fine. My point was that it was a good story. So are you going to argue with me on that?
No, because I know I was good.
Good, okay. So, let me see. I would say... And I know that you're going to have a scary moral moment, which, as you do every episode, but I would say that my interpretation of the story is this. Well, I'll be honest with you. It's tough. It's a little tricky because it's a revenge story. This man is driven by the revenge, but we don't ever find out what happened. You said he called him names, although he did actually spend the book calling Fortunato names as well. So I don't know. I mean, he's calling him names, and then he's driven to revenge, and he comes up with a very carefully plotted plan to kill this man, and he does it. Wow. So I don't know what the moral is. I mean, there doesn't really seem to be one, because the bad guy gets away with it.
No! What? No! The bad guy gets punished!
Well, okay, if Fortunato's the bad guy, but I would think the guy who is a murderer would be the bad guy.
No, the bad guy! That's me! I'm not the bad guy! What are you talking, Frank?
I'm not saying that you are a bad person, Scapey. I'm saying in the story, the character you played is the one killing someone.
Yeah, because he said I was a douche!
You said he was a douche.
But he was a douche, because he called... Dude, you don't understand. That's what happened. He was mean to me, and so I was like... guess what? I'll kill him, but I won't let him know I'm gonna kill him, and then I killed him! Kind of. I didn't kill him, I rocked him up. But he would die, obvious.
I know that. So that's what I'm saying. I was saying you're the immoral character.
You don't understand this. I am in the right, because I got revenge! Don't you think if somebody is like, hey, you're a douche, don't I get to get revenge?
Well, sure, but wouldn't the revenge be calling them a douche back, which you did at the beginning of the story? Why do you have to go so far as to kill them? They didn't kill you.
That's how revenge works. If you piss me off, I will kill you.
That's way too extreme. That's an irrational response.
Well, dude, tell you what, I've already stated it, so are you going to piss me off now, or what?
Scapey, no, I'm not trying to piss you off. Okay, look. I'm just saying that it's a strange story in that respect. I don't know what I'm supposed to get from it, what life lesson I'm supposed to get from it. So I don't know what this scary moral is going to be.
It's obvious! The scary moral is, if you call someone names, they will kill you!
Well, but that's not true. I call people names all the time. You called me names. I never kill you.
Well, maybe because you started it.
No, that's... I don't think that you're right about the scary moral. I don't think that that's what the story's about.
That is what the story's about. It says at the beginning, this dude called me names, and then at the end, he kills him. That is what he's about.
That's what the plot of the story is. I mean, I don't think... Oh, okay. Look, this is not a literary analysis show, I suppose. This is a entertaining, scary show. So, yes, that's very scary. If you call someone names, they might kill you, so... Watch out. That's definitely a scary thing. So, can I say that one more time?
Yeah, if you're going to agree with me, you can say it.
All right. Everyone at home, I'd like you to take this important lesson with you. Be careful when you interact with others, because if you call someone a name, they might get it in their heads to kill you, to lock you into their basement and brick you up into a wall where you will never be found. And that's why you should always have respect for your fellow human beings. Treat them as you would like to be treated, and perhaps the world will be a better place with less killing and less bricking up in walls. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so Dad, that's what the story's about.
Well done, guys. Thank you for being on the show, Frank. That was very professional of you at the end to let him win. It was difficult, but, you know, well, I'm glad you did it. So, all right. Thank you, Scapey. Do you want to see us out with the little phrase?
Yes, I do. Next time on Scapey Stories, I've got a real doozy of a special scary story for you.